Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. No guarantee, but we could be on the way back to a normal life post-pandemic by the end of next week, not counting the James Bay, Hudson Bay coast. The Porcupine Health Unit's COVID-19 numbers are decreasing. Medical Officer of Health Dr. Leanne Catton says if that continues, she's hopeful of lifting some, if not all, of the current restrictions next Friday.
We need to continue to take the steps needed every day in every community and assume that every interaction with someone you don't live with outside your home is a potential COVID exposure. This will get us there faster, along with the vaccine.
24 cases have been identified as caused by the highly aggressive Delta variant. 23 of them are in Timmins, the other in Iroquois Falls. We're up 21 new cases today for the PHU. The coast accounts for 16 of them. There are four in Timmins and one along the Highway 11 corridor between Smooth Rock Falls and Matheson. Of the 1,938 cases confirmed during the pandemic, there are 281 active in the region right now. Provincially, the health ministry is reporting more recoveries than new cases today. 345 new cases are confirmed and only one death. Premier Doug Ford has shuffled his cabinet, kicking out some ministers who've become well-known during the pandemic. Most notably, Marilee Fullerton has been demoted from her role as Minister of Long-Term Care and will now take on the role of Minister of Children, Community and Social Services. Taking over for Fullerton will be Rod Phillips, who resigned his position as Finance Minister in December after vacationing in St. Bart's during the non-essential travel ban. Also getting the boot from Cabinet are John Urich, John Jakubowski, and Ernie Hardiman. High-profile cabinet ministers keeping their positions include Deputy Premier and Health Minister Christine Elliott and Education Minister Stephen Lecce. Peter Bethenfalvy will also remain as Finance Minister. Finally, this afternoon, Timmins Classic Hits Moose 93.1 has been honored with a Nova Award from the Timmins Chamber of Commerce. During the virtual presentation of awards last night, we won the Contribution to Community Award for a business with 6 to 10 employees. A very proud program director, Shane Button, says this is our second Nova win out of 3 nominations in 4 years.
2 years ago, we won for Small Business of the Year for 6 to 10 employees, but it is our second nomination on this category.
The award we scooped up last night is sponsored by the Venture Center. For these stories and more, go to mytimmonsnow.com.